In the beginning of the Hakdama, the Rambam writes, Kol ha-mitzvahs she-nitnu le-lameshe me-sinai, be-sinai be-pirushen nitnu. When the Rebbe gave to Meisha the Torah, he didn't give only Torah she-beksav, he also gave the pirush for the mitzvahs, which is the Torah she-baal-peh. As we learn this, she-ne-amar vo-etnu l'cho es-luchis ho-even ve-ha-teiro ve-ha-mitzvah. Luchas ha-even is the Aseres HaDibros. Teiro is the Tayag Mitzvahs. And what is the addition of the Mitzvah? Mitzvah is something that Moshe Rabbeinu told to the Eden. He didn't write that down. Teiro zu Teiro Shviksav. The Mitzvah zu Pirusha. The motive for this is the Gemara. Im Broches, Omer Ablevi Barachome, Amar Rab Shimon ben Lakish, Mai Dichsiv, Vo Etna Lecho Es Luchis Vo Even, Ve HaTeiro, Ve HaMitzvo, Asher Kosavti Leireisom, Luchis Ila Aseres HaDibros. Teiro Ze Mikro, Ve HaMitzvo Ze Mishna, and then Leireisom Ze Gemara. So the Gemara says the same thing, it only divides HaMitzvo and Leireisom. In Teres Shebal Peh Gufe, you have the Mishnah and the Gemara. But the Rambam does not divide it, and he just gives the general understanding that the Mitzvah is Teres Shebal Peh. This Limud Alter Rebbe brings in the in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Talmud Teira, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet. And he says, V'hakil nitan l'meishe m'sinai t'ere shebiksav and t'ere shebaal peh k'meishe dorshu chachomim al posuk vo etna l'cho es luchis even v'ateiro v'amitzvo asher kosavti l'ereisom. And the Alter Rebbe adds and says that it's a chiyuv of each one of the Eden to learn the whole Torah, Torah Shebiksav, and the whole Torah Shebaal Peh. And we learn this also out from the Posik that it says, Shomer Tishmerun es Kol HaMitzvah. Shomer Tishmerun means that you should learn that. And Kol HaMitzvah, as we already learned, means Torah Shebaal Peh. So therefore, each one is supposed to learn the whole Torah Shebaal Peh. And the Alter Rebbe says it twice in Hilchos Talmud Torah, once is in Perek Aleph, where he says the obligation of the father to make sure that his son is learning the whole Torah, not only Torah Shebiksav, but the whole Torah Shebaal Peh, Mikro, Mishnah, Gemore, and Braises, the Sefter, Sifro, Sifri. And the same thing he says that in Perek Beis, when he explains the obligation of each one for himself to learn, he says again, as we already discussed, that we learn out from Shomer Tishmerun es Kol HaMitzvah, that each one is supposed to learn the whole Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaal Peh, Mishnah and Gemara. And the same thing the Rambam also says in today's Shir in the Hakdomah. But this is in the end of the Hakdomah. The end of the Hakdomah, he explains his chibur that he wrote the whole Yad, all the bir of all the mitzvahs that is neig now and the mitzvahs that is not neig now, everything he explains. And he says that the reason for that is because now time, it's hard for each one to learn the whole Shas and Midrashim and Tiseftes and Gemara. It's hard for each one. Bizman hazeh tokfut tzoris yeseres, HaTalmud Atzmei, HaBavli, VaYerushalmi, VeSifro, VeSifrei, VeTiseftes, Shimtzichim Das, Rechovo, VeNefesh, Chachomo, Uzman Orech. And therefore, the roisi lechaber dvorim amis barerim mikol eilu achiburim, kedei shelei yehei odom tzarech chibur achar bo eilu. The chiyuv of each one to learn the whole teresh ba'al peh, he will be mekayim by learning the Rambam. And lefichoch korosi es sheim achibur ze mishne teiro, because לפי שאודם קירה בתירה שבקסב תחילו ואחר כך קירה בזה וידיעו ממנו תירה שבעל פה כולו ואין צורך דיק, אין צורך דיקריס ספר אחר ביניהם. This חיוב of learning the whole תירה שבעל פה he will be מקיים in לימוד הרמב"ם. But there is a difference between how the Alter Rebbe is explaining the halacha and how the Rambam is explaining the halacha. And the Alter Rebbe is explaining why the Rambam says it differently. When the Alter Rebbe says that each one is supposed to learn the whole Teresh Baal Peh, because it says Kol HaMitzvah, he says because you are supposed to learn not only the Mishnah but also the Talmud, shehu haTalmud shemeforish taimei haHalacha shebeMishnayos uBeRaisos uMekeirim bedrashos haKsurim. It's not enough when you learn the Halachas; you are supposed to learn the Taimim. And the same thing in Perek Beis when he says that you are supposed to learn everything. So he says that it says that le'el le'mishalash odom shlish beteiro shlish be'mikra shlish be'mishne v'shlish be'talmud. What is Talmud? Because it's not enough that you learn the Mishnah itself bli taimim. Shlish be'talmud ha'mevar taimei ha'aloches. Why is it so important to learn taimei ha'aloches? So the Alter Rebbe adds, ki im eine idea taime ha'alochas, eine mevin gufe ha'alochas la'ashuron, al guryom v'nikro bur. The Gemara says that if someone learned Gemara, learned Mishneh, mikro Mishneh, v'leishim mishtal midachachomim, Rashi explains that he didn't learn lilmit svoras ha-gemore betaime ha-mishnomahim, then he is nikrobu. So therefore each one is supposed to learn the whole taime ha-lochas. And then he adds that lochen yesh esrim leheiris afilu la'atzma mitich ha-lochas psukis. When someone is learning only a sefer of halachas without the taimim and the mekeres, he is not allowed to pass, not only for others, even for himself, because he could make a mistake not understanding really correctly the halacha. Lefirochin rashoil is acher milmid the taimim achiyigmer milmid kol halachas apsukas. He is supposed to learn right away the taimim halachas also. The Rambam, when he says that you could learn only the Mishneh Torah, only the Rambam, and being geated to limud kol ha'tira kulo, this is only the halachas. So why is it? So the Alter Rebbe explains that the Rambam is heilig l'shitosei. The Alter Rebbe writes the ozil in the Kuntasachem the ozil a Rambam l'shitosei shechiber sifroi Mishneh Torah bli nesines taimim la'aloches klal. V'asoy leheiz meteich levadi. Kmi shekosav v'akdomosei shom shleitztarech odom l'chibur acher bo'ilom. Shodom kire b'tere shebiksav tchilo v'achar l'arantu dem Rambam. And this is enough to pass him. But the Rosh says that the Rambam, you cannot pasken from the Rambam. The Rosh says that if you learn Rambam itself, you could think that you understand the halacha, but you will not, and therefore you cannot pasken unless you understand the reason. And therefore the Rosh wrote his pirush in a way that he explains the halachas. The reason, the time of halachas. And therefore, the Rambam says that it's enough to learn the whole Teiresh about Peh by learning only the Rambam. But the Alter Rebbe paskens that, like the Rosh and the Rashi, that it's not enough. And then the Alter Rebbe goes on and he explains what is really the Machlekes if you could pasken without understanding the time halachas or not. So he says that it's two pirushim in the Gemara in Seite Dachavis. The Gemara says in Seite that those Talmid Chachomim that are paskening from Mishnayas, Mavlei Ho'elom, they are making horror the world. Rashi explains why. Why Hatanoim Mavlei Ho'elom? Omar Avine Shemerin Halochem Metich Mishnosom. Because they pass without learning the Gemara. And Rashi explains two pirushim. The first pirush is Shemavlin Eilom Beirois Tos. The Kivu Shein Yedim Taime Hamishno Toomim Germim Shemedamim Lodovo Shein Deime. You have to learn the Taime Hamishn, the Taime Halocha. For that you have to learn the Gemara and then you could pass. If you don't understand, you just learn in Shulchan Aruch, and they say that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. You cannot fast them because you don't really understand it. So you could be medal milsa la milsa, and you'll make a mistake. The oid. A second reason why can't you fast him from the Mishnayos? Yes, Mishnayos harbe damrin en homan pleini uvi yichido veleisil chesekavosei. Many times the Mishnah says Halacha and the Halacha is not like the Mishnah. Because it's somewhat like us. And you never know how the Halacha is. That's the second reason. So the Alter Rebbe explains that the Rambam holds like the second Pirush of Rashi. That why can't you pass him from Mishnah is because you don't know if this is the Halacha, maybe the Halacha lays Hilchas the Kavosei. But the Rambam wrote his chibur that he was already melaket how the halacha is. Therefore, he says when you learn Rambam, you could be mekayim the limud atir kol atir kulo, and you could paskin from it. But Rashi holds that the first pirush, the Rosh holds like the first pirush of Rashi, which is the maskona of pirush Rashi. That if you don't know the time of halachas and the makeiros halachas, you could make a mistake and you cannot pass them. So therefore you're supposed to learn the whole not to be mekayim limud atir kulo. It's not enough mishnah, it's not enough sefer halachas, but you have to learn the makeiros halachas also. The Rebbe told us that we are supposed to learn the Rambam because there is a din that we have to learn the whole Torah Shibalpe, and as the Rambam says, that then you are Mekayim, the chiyuv of learning the whole Torah Shibalpe. But it's not like the halacha of the Alter Rebbe. Alter Rebbe says that you are not Mekayim, the chiyuv with leaving the Rambam itself, and you cannot paskin from what you learn in the Rambam itself. The Alter Rebbe doesn't really paskin like the other day. He just says that you're not supposed to be ma'acha. Lochen, yesh oisrim lehoiris afilu la'atzmei. Mitrich halochas psukes blitayim. He doesn't say that this is the halocha. He says yesh paskin. He still gives room for the Rambam's approach. And that's why the Rebbe says, even though that we cannot demand, each one should learn the whole Tirish Balpeh, the whole Shas, and to understand the time halochas of each halocha. So at least we should learn the Rambam's halochas, which is at least yesh Eisrim, but yesh Metirim, there is room for the Rambam's approach. So at least we should do that. And then the Alter Rebbe goes on, and it says that the Rambam Meshitosei in a third halacha that we do not paskin like the Rambam in this. And this is, we have just mentioned that the Gemara says that La'ilim is shalish odom shlish b'mikro, shlish b'mishno, shlish b'gemara. He shouldn't wait till he finishes everything. When he's a child, he first learns Chumash, then Gemishna, then Gemara. But when he already grew up, he shouldn't wait. He should learn right away all three Yeshala Shadu. What is Gemara? Time Ha'aloch. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, when it comes to explain the halacha of Yeshala Shodom, he writes, V'chayev Odom L'shala Shal Eslamidothi Shlish Betira Shebiksav V'shlish Betira Shebalpeh. He doesn't mention tiny halachas. V'shlish Yovin V'yaskir Lachis Dovo M'reshisei V'yeitzi Dovo M'dovo V'dame Dovo L'dovo V'yovin V'midas Shatir Nidreshes Bohem Ad Sheyeda Heichni Mikramides. So Limud of Gemara, the Rambam says that it means being Medami Milse Le Milse, Kushias, Pirukim, to understand if two halachas are the same or not the same. As if then he says again, Ubishola Shacheres, the 3 hours, Misbeinen Bedaiti Lehovin Dovo Meter Dovo. The Alter Rebbe says you are not allowed to learn like that. Why? Because there is a second Gemara that says, "Ligmar odom vehodor lisba." So Alter Rebbe explains what it means that Le'omru ligmar odom, first you learn the halachas itself and then you lisbar. After you finish all the halachas, lisbar. What means lisbar? Lahasbir, to understand. Elo lisbir svoris be'ime kiyum taimi ha'alochas ulohovin dovor meteich dovor ledamis dovor ledovor lahakshis uletaret at sheyagir v'yirid lo imek ha'alocha sheze ein leila aseis bitchilas limudei elo lahachar sheyigmer lelilmeit kol ha'alochas psukas beta ameyen bederach zohor bli iyum rav. אבל בלימוד זה לדעתיימי בדרך קצורה מהתלמוד הפוסקים בלי איום רב, ופלבול חייב להסיק בכל יאים ויאים. So the Alter Rebbe says that you are not allowed to learn Kushis or Pirukim and Lahavin Dovah Meter Dovah until you finish learning all the halachas with the Taimi. Then after you finish everything you could learn that. So he says the Rambam, why doesn't the Rambam say that? Because the Rambam learns L'shitosei. The Rambam says that if you learn only the halachas, the Mishnayos, if you know how the halacha is, this is enough. So he doesn't say that you have to learn the Taimi halachas, which is Gemara. Therefore he says that the Gemara means Pilpulim, Kushas Pirukim, Lovin Dava Meteich Dava. So comes out that according to the Rambam, when you start learning right away, Leili Mishalish, you start learning Mishnayos, the halachas with Pilpul. But Alter Rebbe says, no, you're not allowed to learn the Pilpul. First you have to finish learning the whole, all the halachas, the whole Shulchan Aruch, with the tiny halachas. Actually, in this also the Rebbe was metakun that we should do more like the Rambam. Not like the Alter Rebbe is paskin in Lichayah. In the yeshivas, we learn Le'iyum. And the Rebbe was metakun that each yeshiva should not only learn Le'iyum, but the Bochim should say Pilpulim, and then they should write Pilpulim, and print Pilpulim. They didn't finish yet all the halachas of the Torah with the timing. This is the shita of the Rambam that right away you start with Lohavin Dovo Meteich Dovo. So we actually see that the Rebbe was talking Sayin Limud Rambam. And Sayin said that Limud be Yeshiva, more like the Shita of the Rambam. That the Alter Rebbe explains that this is not the Shita as the Rosh and the Rashi are holding. We may say that this is only what the Alter Rebbe paskens in Shulchan Aruch. We don't know how he actually did. Comes the Mitzvah Rebbe, the son of the Alter Rebbe, and he writes in the Hakdome to the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch that he writes that I obligate each one to learn Gemara. Yes, Gemara. With the tesis, not all tesis, only those tesis that are Negea la'alocha, and then the Rosh, and then the Alochas. And this should be the Seder HaLimud, as my father taught us to learn. And the same thing, I am obligating each one. How he writes in the Hakdome, Mitzvah olay lehotia leidia lechol haneorim, hapnuim. הסמוכים על שולחן אביהם וחיסנו שהסנהגו בסדר לימודם כפי שקיבלתי מהאמור והרגילני בנאור of to learn like that לתכליס ידיע דיני הלוכה בתעמיהם למי שיש לו שעשה קיסר whoever has the enough time להסיק באיום בגמור ורשינים עד פיסקי הלוכה של אחרינים then she said the halimud would be to learn the mesechta with the tesis asher ledine vohikeru beharashrim v'derosh, then he will at least know the time ha'alochas. But in any case, in our indoor, the Rebbe says that in order to bring chayas in the learning, and together with that, to be able to learn the whole Teresh Baal Peh, the Seder is that in the yeshiva, a bocher should not only learn Taimei Halochas, he should also try to love in Dover, Metech Dover, Sey Pilpulim, Right Pilpulim, and Print Pilpulim, and to be Yetzer, the whole limit Kol HaTeira Kulo, it's like when you learn the Rambam, so when you learn the Rambam, so every year you're finishing at least the Girse, the whole Teresh Baal Peh. And through, where after we finish learning the whole Teresh Baal Peh, we should be zeicha to Teresh Hadosh Amiti Teitze, Vigula Midas Ashtayim of the Koran Namash.